Well, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you today? Are you awake?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, you know, my family knows that I love all kinds of music. My granddaughters, they're always getting my phone out of my pocket, right? Right, Elizabeth and Zoe? Because you want your pawpaw to sing to you. And I do like all kinds of music. And when I was in college, or actually before my college days even, when I was growing up, probably not a whole lot older than you all were, there was a very popular rock band, and believe it or not, they're still around today. They're probably one of the most famous rock bands the lead singer was a guy by the name of Mick Jagger, and he was with the band The Rolling Stones. Have you heard of The Rolling Stones? The Rolling Stones, but one of the songs that Mick Jagger sang and Rolling Stones was, "You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want." Did you ever heard that song before? And I don't sing like Mick Jagger, and so please forgive me. And I normally wouldn't sing a secular song, especially in the liturgy. However, isn't there some truth in that? And by the way, all truth, regardless of where it comes from, is God's truth. All truth is God's truth. And Mick Jagger sings, "You can't always get what you want." Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, it is true. You can't always get what you want. Because sometimes it's just not there to be given to you. Like you might be sick, and maybe you just need to get over being sick. Maybe God won't just miraculously heal you, but would rather that your body just take care of itself. And so maybe you can't, even though you were planning to do this special thing, maybe you can't be healed at that moment. But I ask you this, in the gospel lesson this morning, if you were listening to it, Jesus is telling his disciples, if you ask, You shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. So if you ask, have you ever asked your mom or dad for something and you didn't get it? Did they ever tell you no? Yeah, I know. I remember, I don't remember a whole bunch of times, but I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to, in a very big way, joined the Civil Air Patrol along with my buddy Steve Schumacher, and my mom and dad said no, and I was very upset they said no, but there was good reasons for why they said no, but we don't understand at the time. What would happen if you just ask your parents whatever and they said yes to anything that you asked for? Have you ever asked to have candy before dinner, before your meal? You never have? Well, you're good, Gabriella, if you've never asked for candy. What are the kinds of things that you've asked for and that your parents have said no? What are the kinds of things? What, Zach? The what? Go to Sky Zone. So maybe they said no. Why? Was it because you... They didn't want what? They didn't want you breaking your neck. So they didn't want you to get hurt. So maybe they didn't have the money. There's a lot of reasons. And it may not be parents. It may be teachers. It may be grandparents. In fact, our grandkids, my wife, Pamela, has told our grandkids no so often that she's gotten the name what? No-no. No-no. That's where it came from. No-no. No, no, Cadence. No, no, Elizabeth. No. And you too, Amelia. You all call her no, no. But it's not, we don't say no. Listen to this. Parents, grandparents, teachers, whoever it is, we don't say no because we don't want you to be happy. We don't want you to have fun and enjoy life. Rather, we say no because we want something better for you, Zach. It's better, for instance, that you stay safe, that you not break your neck. than to say yes and let you get your way. How do we look at the gospel lesson? How do we put this together? If Jesus said, he said, listen to me, Jesus said, if you ask, you shall receive. But he says, if you ask in my name. Now that doesn't mean if we just say in Jesus' name that it's like God's like a genie and he's automatically going to give us whatever we ask. But rather to ask in Jesus' name means that the intentions, the will of our heart is aligned with what God wants for us. So just like you all haven't had enough, you haven't lived long enough to know what's best for you. You haven't lived. You don't know the things that can hurt you. You don't know that it's not good to have candy before dinner yet, because maybe Ella might now, but a lot of you might be asking for candy when really your mom and dad want you to have the good stuff, the vegetables and the meat and the pasta and the salads and the things that really fuel our body and make us whole and healthy. But if we ate the candy, if they just said yes, we're not going to eat the good stuff. And our bodies are going to suffer. So even as grown-ups, we sometimes ask. But we're asking like little children. We're asking because we just want what we want. And sometimes God's answer is no. Sometimes God's answer is no because no, Father James, because I have something better for you. I have something better for you. So praying in the name of Jesus means growing up into the will and understanding and knowing the will of God. That the rules that God gives us through the church, the rules and guidelines that he gives us through the Bible, isn't to just make our life feel like we have no freedom, but rather understanding that true freedom is living and praying in the perfect will of God. Because if we pray in the will of God, then Jesus, who was in perfect will, and his will was perfectly aligned with the will of the Father, when we can pray like that, then anything we ask, will be given to us. Jesus said it like this: what man asking for a loaf of bread from his father would be given a snake? We know that our Lord gives us good things, not things that hurt us, not things that harm us, even though at the moment that the answer no may be hard to take. We may be disappointed, but let us trust the Lord that he's helping us to understand and to grow into the knowledge of him, so that our will, what we want, is exactly what God wants for each of us. So ask in his name, the name of Jesus, and it shall be given to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.